Well,
okay, we can hear you all right.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to the CCNSO Council meeting here in Nairobi. Sorry, yes, no, I'm slightly taken aback by an email that's just arrived. Okay. I should remember that I'm a man, so I can't multitask. So welcome to the council meeting. We have all the councillors here and online. We have an apology from Vika, and I think from Patrick. Gabby, is that right?
Hi.
Is it Patrick on the phone?
I'm online.
Hi, Patrick. Sorry about that. Thank you. All right, so the first item on the agenda is the minutes of the last council call and the action points. The minutes have been posted, and that's a formality. Gabby, would you be able to run us through the action points, please? Would you want me to come back to that? Come back to it? Okay, fine.
They're on.
So we now move to item number two. You've got them? Okay, thank you. Just run through. Yeah, just run through any outstanding ones with a microphone.
So action 4801, Bart Boswangle to inform the CCTLD community about the opportunity to participate in the Accountability and Transparency Review Team and ask for volunteers. That's done. Peter Van Roster to send a note to the chair and Bart Boswangle with more information about the
CNS.
That's done. That's all.
Oh, excellent. So we're incredibly efficient and have achieved all our action items. Item number two on the agenda is the affirmation of commitments review. The process that was instituted by the selectors of this for this review, which are Peter Dengate-Thrush and Yanis Karklins, involves people putting their names forward to be on that review and stating which community or which supporting organisation or advisory committee or whatever they were associated with, and that then the endorsement of that particular supporting organisation or advisory committee would be sought. And in this particular instance, we have one name that was put forward, not one volunteer, if you like, and that's Becky Burr. So I've received an email from ICANN to say that we're now asking us if we are prepared to endorse Becky as endorsed by the CCNSO for this particular review. Is there any I'll just read the proposed resolution first. The proposed resolution is that the CCNSO Council endorses and supports Becky Burr for the Transparency and Accountability Review Panel. And it then has the words "on the" after it, but we'll cross those out. So, is there any discussion on this resolution or any discussion on the matter generally? You're looking at me. Do you want to speak? Oscar? Oh, Leslie. Oh, right. So Oscar was telling me that you were Leslie. Over to you.
Okay. I don't have a comment on the resolution. I just have a comment on the process. I support the resolution, but would note that it's an incredibly short time frame to submit suggestions, and also I'm not sure what formal process we were meant to follow. That the timescale didn't seem to allow any formal process, and it would be good if we could do something a bit more organized for the next review.
Thank you, Leslie. I think, in fairness to Peter and Yanis, at the session, the main session on this, they did acknowledge that that there were some challenges, and they also did confirm that they would be working on a slightly better process for the next series of reviews. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to say? Dottie, do you need to use the microphone? That's it.
Are we supposed to propose a specific number of people?
No. We don't propose anybody. People propose themselves. And if they propose themselves and say that they come from the CCNSO community, which in Becky's case, clearly given that she's on the council, then it's for the CCNSO to endorse them or otherwise. So in this particular instance, it's not about proposing people. Having said that, I should flag that I'm told that it's possible that the... I'm not sure whether this would be the board or this would be Peter and Yanis, may ask us to... may say that they feel that the CC community is underrepresented or would be underrepresented with only one nominee on the review panel, and they may ask us if we would consider perhaps encouraging some other people to put their names forward. The issue with that is there are several issues with that, not least of which is that a concern has been expressed. No, you don't need to leave, Becky. Most people know this anyway. A concern has been expressed that Becky should not be on this review panel. And quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, and I suspect the rest of my councillors are concerned, she's a nominee and we would endorse her. If simply by providing some more names to the review panel, that would simply enable them to say, thank you and we're not having Becky, then that really wouldn't be acceptable. But that's just a flag. Youngham.
Do we know how many people there are on the review panel?
No, we still don't know how many people there will be on this review panel. Various numbers have been suggested, and my understanding is that at least a couple of days ago, there was still negotiation going on between Peter and Yanis. Peter wanting a smaller review panel, Yanis wanting a larger review panel. I don't know the result of those negotiations, so I can't answer that question. That's still not working.
Well, in any case, I would first like to propose that we formally endorse, as you proposed, and actually not just endorse, but thank Becky for agreeing to participate as a review panel.
I agree with that. So, unless there's any other comment, we'll make a slight amendment to the resolution, which would be something like, the CCNSO Council endorses and supports Becky Burr for the Transparency and Accountability Review Panel and thanks Becky for her willingness to undertake this task. Can I ask for a proposer for that resolution, please? Obviously, Becky, you are out of this. A good form, we'll note, if we can, in the minutes, that Becky's recusing herself, A, from the discussion, and B, from the endorsement process. Can I have a proposer, please? Yes,
so moved.
Thank you, Dottie. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Youngham. All those in favour? Well, do it the way we normally do it. Does anybody object or is anybody against? No. Anyone online want to say anything?
No.
Okay, in that case, the resolution is passed unanimously. We move now to item number 3 on our agenda, which is the GAC principles on the IDN TLDs. You'll all have enjoyed our meeting with the GAC yesterday. The proposed resolution is that the CCNSO Council expresses its appreciation for the intersessional telephone meeting with the GAC to talk to them about the standing of its principles with regard to IDN CCTLDs. And the Council welcomes the position of the GAC to denote the principles as interim principles on IDN CCTLDs and to submit them to the IDN CCPDP process. It's really a thank you to the GAC for being prepared to listen. Is there any discussion? If you're going to talk anymore, I'm going to get you another microphone.
Right. I would just like some clarification on the point that Manal made yesterday regarding the fact that she stated she made a statement about the GAC principles coming before the bylaws.
She may well have done. I actually don't remember. So what I suggest is if we could look in the transcript for Manal's comments about, as Youngham has described them, the GAC principles coming before the bylaws, more important than the bylaws, whatever you want to call it. Oh, hang on. No, I know what she was talking about. I'm sorry. She was talking about the fact that the GAC principles in 2000 were put in before the bylaw that says that that provides a process for the board to disagree with the GAC advice. But the 2005 principles were put in after that bylaw, so therefore those principles are subject to that bylaw, which means that if the board does not accept the GAC advice, then there is a process that has to be gone through in order to comply with the bylaws, Becky. It's on, Becky. No, it's off now. It's off now. Put it on again. That's it.
I just want to clarify that I think she was talking about the delegation and the delegation principles, not the IDN.
She was, yeah. Okay. All right. So unless there's any more...
Hi, Chris. This is Jan.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yes, Jan.
Yeah, I'm in.
Did you want to say something?
No. I just got in because, yeah.
Welcome. I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have a proposer then for the resolution to the GAC? May I please have somebody propose that resolution? Thank you. Leslie, could I have a second, please? Hero, thank you. Are there any objections to this resolution? Does anybody want to vote against or to abstain? Gabby, just for form, can you make sure that the previous resolution says passed unanimously with the exception of Becky who abstained? It says thanks, but... Okay, well, in that case, if there are no objections to the resolution, then the GAC resolution and that is passed. Item number 4 is the financial contribution of CCTLDs to ICANN's cost of operation. The proposed resolution is the CCNSO Council notes the gap between current CCTLD contributions to ICANN and the sum attributable to the CCTLDs in the recent ICANN expense analysis. The CCNSO Council also notes that CCTLD contributions to ICANN have risen by almost 150% over time. The Council reaffirms the current ICANN CCTLD contribution guidelines, which were developed by the CCNSO in 2006, and is committed to entering into dialogue with both the community and ICANN on the issues of CCTLD contributions and ICANN expenses attributable to CCTLDs. Is there any discussion on that resolution? Any comment? Bart, you wanted to say something?
Just to be sure, so everybody can retrace them, is they were published in 2007. So I suggest to include that in the resolution as well.
So we would include the link?
We can do that as well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, include the link in the resolution. Peter, you wanted to say something?
Nothing directly related. Well, it is related to this resolution, but from the reaction that I get from my members from statements on the CEO's comments in the GAC yesterday, some of them note that there are probably more interesting and urgent things to discuss at the moment than financial
money.
Contributions.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other... Becky?
I don't think this needs to be added to the resolution, but I would just note and maybe convey informally that quizzing speakers on their contributions as they come up to the microphone is not a very constructive way to encourage dialogue.
Thank you, Becky. Noted. Leslie?
I also support that comment, and I think, I mean, I was involved in the resolution wording, and I think it is more appropriate to enter into constructive dialogue than the approach that's currently being taken on this and several other issues.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Chris,
Young.
Patricia here.
Just
hang on, Patricia. Hang on, Patricia, I'll get you in 1 second.
Just a question about what overtime means, 150% over how long?
It's actually about 5 years, I think. About 5 years. Patricio.
Yeah. I generally agree with the resolution, only that I was reading the guidelines, and they seem a little bit outdated, especially if, as we say, our contributions have been rising over recent years. Shouldn't we update the numbers at least?
Sorry, should we do what with the numbers? Attach the numbers,
update.
Did you say?
Update.
Update, yes, you're right, we should. I don't think it affects the resolution, but I agree with you that we should have a look at the guidelines and make sure that they're still up to date and the contributions are still up to date.
Otherwise, since we say to reaffirm that that document, it could be understood that we are recommending to people that they should contribute at the 2006 level, which is not the case.
No, yes, but the numbers are up to date, Patricio. They're as up to date as they can be, I think. Hang on, Leslie?
The point in the resolution was to refer back to something that's been in place since 2006. And I agree with your point. For the meeting in Brussels, there's quite a bit of information that we should compile and present to both the community and ICANN, I suggest, and the levels of contributions, the number of CCs who've contributed can form part of that work that will inform those discussions, I suggest.
Patricia?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Good. Any other comment? Excellent. May I please have a proposer for that resolution? Byron, thank you. And the seconder, Becky, thank you. Is anyone against the resolution, or does anyone wish to abstain? Okay, the resolution is passed unanimously. Item number 5 is our working groups. The first one is the delegation, redelegation, retirement working group. I don't, given that we've all been involved in the discussions, given that most of us have been around when this has been discussed, I don't think we, unless anyone wants to, we need to call on Keith to give us an update. Everyone knows where we are with this. So does anybody want Keith to give us an update? Okay, good. So I think that where we are with it has been clear from the discussions we've had in the members' meeting, and we're not passing any resolutions on it. We're just saying thank you and move on. Ah, yes, we should formally receive the progress report. So, yes, thank you, Keith. With the council, it's not a resolution, but the minutes will note that the council formally receives the progress report. The second one is the incident response working group, and we do have a resolution in respect to this one, which is that the chair of the incident response working group is requested to propose an updated charter to the council as soon as possible to include relevant aspects and relations with ICANN's DNS cert initiative. So there's a small objection from somewhere to that, I think. Oh, cat, yes. So this is just a formality asking the chair to propose a change or expansion in the charter. Unless there's any discussion. Okay, so Andre, would you propose that resolution? Thank you. Palace, will you second it? Thank you, Palace. Unless there's any objection from anybody, which there is not, that resolution is passed. The wildcard study group, again, Youngham, given that we've had a session, I don't think we need a formal update. The IDNC, the Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group, Byron, unless you have anything to say, we dealt with it in the members' meeting, so... Okay, the IDN-CCPDP working group we discussed this morning. I have nothing more to say on that. The last item is appointment of volunteers to the tech working group. Yes, Bart?
Probably within a couple of weeks, I will say, as issue manager, I will send out a call for volunteers to start the second working group.
Okay, thank you.
In order to, and that one will be focused on the structural changes needed to include CCTLDs, IDN-CCTLDs in the CCNSO, and it's just CCTLD managers.
Thank you. The proposed resolution in respect to the tech working group is that at the request of the chair of the tech working group, the following persons be appointed to the working group. They are Dmitry Burkov from Russia, Keith Drazek from .us, Patrick Hussain from .tt, Simon McCullough from .uk, sorry Simon, Nigel Roberts from whichever island he's choosing, Guernsey on this one, Jose Romero .pe, and Zamriala Wafa. Again, it's a necessity of, under our bylaw charters that we do this, so any discussion? Or can we? Becky, you're going to propose, thank you. Andre, you're going to second, thank you very much. Unless there's any objection, the resolution is passed. Good, passed. We move now to our liaisons update. Rudy and Ron, you're here. May I ask you, if you wouldn't mind, to be brief, but please, by all means, if you have something to say, could you, Bart, pass the microphone down so that Ron and Rudy can... do the Ron and Rudy act. Ron.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is going to be incredibly brief because we've lost power here. I think I have enough battery to read what I was going to say, but it will be brief, I promise. Sorry for short wait. Here we go. Rather than wait until the CCNSO Council meetings, I've been sending to Council members ALAC-related informative documents as they become available. Much of the value of that information is time-sensitive, and I will not repeat it in this verbal report. I've attended a number of ALAC meetings so far at this ICANN 37 conference, and I will report items of note after the conclusion of the event. Of note to this community is the ongoing discussion about an ALAC-CCNSO joint outreach project, a planned survey of the CCTLDs to find out what efforts are currently made by them to interact with the communities that they serve, and any existing relations with the ALSs within their communities has been postponed. It was decided to precede the CCNSO survey with a survey of ALSs. That survey will include questions about any interaction between the ALSs and the CCTLDs service. The ALAC questionnaire is being developed during this ICANN meeting in Nairobi, and a copy of the draft survey document will be delivered to the CCNSO Council as soon as it's completed. It's anticipated that the results of the ALAC survey will be analyzed and used to assist with the development of a similar CCTLD survey, and the CCTLD survey should be available in time to have the results collated to be used in a joint outreach opportunity discussion at the ICANN meeting in Brussels. Thank you. End of report.
Thank you, Ron. Does anyone have any questions for Ron? Excellent. Rudy? No, sorry, I don't. Why I keep thinking it's you, I don't know. It's ridiculous. Do we have a report from the GNSO? No. Sorry, Rudy. My apologies. Okay, so we don't have a GNSO liaison report. They're having just as an aside, this is the first ICANN meeting proper at which the new GNSO structure has been operating, and it's apparently proving to be quite challenging. We move on now to item number 7 on our agenda, which is a thank you to our two departing councillors. The first is Oscar Moreno, and the resolution says that the council thanks Oscar Moreno for his time on the CCNSO council and hope that he remains an active member of the CCNSO. Excuse me. Would anybody like to say anything about that resolution? Okay, well, as is our tradition, I would ask that we pass that resolution by acclamation. The second is Oscar Robleth, who's here, which is fantastic. Thank you, Oscar. The CCNSO Council thanks Oscar for his time on the CCNSO Council, starting on the first ever CCNSO Council, and for his humour and his hard work and his vision, and hopes that he will remain an active member of the CCNSO and its working groups. Emphasis on the working groups, Oscar. Oscar, I'd like to say something. You have been an extraordinary councillor. You've been here since the very beginning, in fact, before the very beginning. And it's fantastic to have people on this council who are prepared to do the work. I know how busy you are, and you've still put in, and you've still, you know, contributed enormously. So my personal thanks. Anybody else? Okay. Well, again, if I might ask that we pass that resolution by acclamation. We have two new councillors to welcome, Keith Drazek from .us, which is really a welcome back because he has previously been on the council, and Rolando Toledo from .pe, who is not here, okay, which is a shame, but no doubt that we will be speaking to him online in the not-too-distant future. The last formal item is the local. Thanks to the local hosts. The Talos, would you like if I read the resolution, would you like to talk about that? Is that okay? CCNSO extends its thanks to the local hosts, and particularly to Keenick and .ke for their excellent work in supporting the meeting. Talos. Get on.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, I propose this resolution. Setting up the meeting was a challenge, so the fact that it has gone smoothly and hopefully without incident is a major achievement for the local host, and we would like, yes, to thank them.
Thank you, Paulus. I echo that. It has been an extraordinarily complicated, through no fault of their own, some difficulties with the meeting. Becky?
I would also like to note that we have had a very interesting and potentially very significant experiment with remote participation,
yes.
Not necessarily with this community, but in the registry communities and other places, and the task was enormous. I think it has gone extremely well, and I think Keenick pulled off something pretty, Keenick and ICANN working together pulled off something pretty amazing. Notices noted as well.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I'd also like to note that while I do understand that security is of the utmost importance to all the participants in ICANN, the fact that we did not feel safe to just walk around the town, and having been told at the very beginning of this meeting only to use shuttles, for example, it might have been too heavy on the security side and much less on the just enjoyment of the meeting side.
Thank you, Yana. Well, I have walked, and I found it perfectly fine. So it's you just have to, it's like any other big city, right? Okay, so if I could, Palos, you'll propose that resolution of thanks, obviously, and would somebody like to second the resolution of thanks? Leslie, thank you. And I think we should also pass this resolution by acclamation. Okay, we come to any other business. I have one thing, which is we need to put the communique together, and so we'll work on that. The report to the board is now Friday morning, so it does give us a little bit more time, which is fortunate. So we'll work on that, and we'll get something out to the list as soon as we can. Does anyone else have any other business that they would like to? Leslie?
I'd like to ask whether we intend to make a formal council response to the ICANN CEO's comments in the GAC?
Yes, we do, and thank you. I was just going to get to that. So where we are is that, first of all, for your information, Rod's comments both about 90% of ICANN's contributions come from North America, and his comments that the DNS is under attack today more than ever before have now hit the press. They're both on the computerworld.co.ke website, which pretty much guarantees they'll be picked up, I should imagine, at least on the internet press. Secondly, Paul Schindler from AUDA has drafted a proposed letter to go from the CCNSO to ICANN, but I would suggest that we consider that not now, because it needs to be read and digested and thought about, and that we attempt, if we can, to agree amongst ourselves and then get it sent out as quickly as possible. Is that all right with you, Leslie?
Not my decision, but I would support getting our own statement out as a matter of urgency. Maybe a subgroup might be a way of expediting that. Personally, I will no doubt have some calls from UK press, and I will need to refer to our statement, I suggest.
All right. Look, it's gone out to the council list. Why don't we agree that we will attempt to finalise it tomorrow so that we can include it perhaps in the communique and obviously send it as well. Is that all right? Everybody okay with that? Excellent. All right. Good. Peter.
Given the specific circumstances of this meeting, it might be difficult, but I wonder if it might be a good idea to liaise with the GNSO, since I would imagine that they might be interested in a similar state.
I agree. I would just like us to get ourselves sorted first so that we're clear and then start to talk to other people. Okay. All right. Well, in that case, if there is no other business, I'm sorry. Does anyone online have anything that they need to say at this stage?
No.
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed. I now formally declare this council meeting closed. Thank you all.